Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Tuesday, August 26th, 2014. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the state of the economy.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 919 medium wave frequency and on the 4930, 5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
And on the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voandebele.com.
Hapana vanhu vakawanda vekune dzimwe nyika vari kuuya vari kuisa mari dzavo muZimbabwe. Isiri kuwana ishomanana, tinotenda kune avo vari kutipa, asi haina kukwana kuti ikwanise kuti tigadzirise nyaya dzezveupfumi hwenyika yedu. Chechitatu ndechekuti nenyaya dzezveupfumi hwenyika yedu hazvina kumira zvakanaka, and tinoda kuti tiwane vamwewo shamwari dzakanaka dzinouya dzichitipawo mari yekuti tigadzirise.
The country has to find out another economic opportunity from other countries, let's say from Asia. And considering Zimbabwe has been suffering from economic stagnation, China is in giving the country a great opportunity. That's why Mugabe has to visit China, actually.
Once again, thanks for joining us. You are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the state of the economy.
President Robert Mugabe is currently in China, where he is seeking funds to help rebuild dilapidated roads and rail and power facilities, as well as facilities to help the agriculture sector.
Yesterday, in his maiden monetary policy statement, Central Bank Chief John Mangujga said foreign investment in Zimbabwe more than halved in the first 6 months of the year.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. And our number is 1-202-465-0318.
Onguka Gibbs nasi tila utitinge tichitarisa nezve mamiru akaita zvinhu munyadzo zveupfumi mutungamiri wenyika Robert Mugabe vari kuChina uko vari kuedza kukwezva vemabhizimisi vekuChina kuti vauye muZimbabwe zvikuru sei kuti vange vachikwanisa kuuchika mari munyadzo zvevakwa zvakaita semigwagwa, magetsi, migodhi nezvimwe zvakadaro daro. Asi nezuro vachiparura gwara rezvekufambiswa kwemari kana kuti yatingati monetary statement pachirungu. Dr. John Mangujga, vanovaiwo governor weReserve Bank of Zimbabwe, vakati zvinhu hazvina kumira zvakanaka munyaya dzezveupfumi, uye vakakurudzira kuti vana veZimbabwe vange vachibatana kuita mubatira pamwe chuma chemuzukuru kuti vaone kuti vagadzirisa upfumi. Gibbs.
Yeah, kunjalo ke Blessing Zulu kana ndaba lingalichona njani kuna ngapho lapha khona ngemakhaya thina ngapha siyaphila sibulwa kwamagama. Yeah, udaba esixoxa ngalo lamhlanje sikhangela ke umnotho welizwe. Yeah, siyakwazi ukuthi ke uMongameli Robert Mugabe ukhona ngale kwele China lapha dinga khona uncedo lokuthi kambe iChina ingenzani ukwazela ukuthuthukisa umnotho osubhidlika. Yeah, sizwile njalo lokuthi khona ngale China kulokho kuthi ama deals angaba lichumi lambili 12 oso ngumthwa kumbe bavumelene le China kona ngale ine la ngikhona ukuthi ukhangelwe imgwaqo ukuthi kambe ingayenziwa njani bese kubuya nje lokuthi kambe uloliwe kungathwani ngakho bese kubuya njalo lomlilo kagetsi ukuthi kambe kungalungiswa njani siyakwazi ukuthi eZimbabwe umlilo kagetsi uyahlupa kodwa bakona ke blessing abathi lokuthi sebelobelene izivumelwana ye bajalo ukukhuluma insuku zonke kodwa kusoze kuphume lutho. Kuphuma njalo ke ukuthi uJohn Mangosha yena uRBZ governor ukhulumile la isibili ukuthi kumonetary policy yakhe ukuthi abantu kumele bebambane. Nxa bangabambana enxa umnotho ungathuthuka kancane. Yeyokuphinda ukukhuluma futhi lokuthi amabhanga lapha yikho ngazanele inkinga khona. so kumele amabhanga amakhulu abe le mali eningi aba le mali eningi iyayenza ukuthi ke kube lokubolikana khona mpana ke umunotho ututuke ye kungani kunjalo ke pleasant
yes Gibson I think we have our guests lined up first we have the president of the Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions Mr. George Nkiwane Mr. Nkiwane good evening
good evening
and thank you so much for joining us
You're very welcome.
And we also have independent economic analyst, Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening.
Good evening, gentlemen. I'm quite happy you are far from the earthquakes in California, so we can talk about these things without fearing for your lives.
Indeed. You know, the damage is estimated to be over $1 billion. So that's how tough... this thing was yesterday, but of course, you know, we are happy that we are not hearing about any deaths there.
Absolutely.
Gibbs,
thank you very much for checking on us, Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya. So I'll start with you, Mr. Nkiwane. Looking at the president's trip to China, do you hope for the best, you know, in terms of what it's going to bring for Zimbabwe? What are your hopes?
Well, thank you very much, Mr. Dube, for that question. Yeah, I mean, we have been living for hope after hope. Mm-hmm. And we have lost confidence in whatever has been done by the government. But we are saying, okay, it is as long as this trip is going to bring about joy and then economic prosperity for Zimbabweans. But knowing ZANU-PF as we do, we don't think anything is going to come out of that thing. We know they've signed the agreement after agreement. This is not the first agreement. This is not the first trip. And we have seen that. And for us, we will definitely say yes when we see fruit, when we see food on our tables. But honestly, in terms of agreements, we've seen agreement after agreement. It has never brought any joy to Zimbabweans.
Thank you so much. Now to you. Mr. Ngwenya, your take on this trip by Mr. Mugabe to China. It's a 5-day trip, and also it's coming in light of that maiden monetary statement by the central bank chief, Dr. Mangujga, who agreed that all is not well when we look at the economy. Foreign investment is more than halved in the first 6 months of the year.
Well, Mr. Nkiwane gets it very correct. You know, the ZANU-PF government is very delusionary. Mm-hmm. They live on this self-denial, on very fallacious manifestorial, you know, proclamations. You know, Mr. Mugabe has been going to China forever, and you know, there is nothing tangible. The Chinese are some of the best businessmen in the world, and when they talk to a prospective debtor, they understand the issues of national collateral, of country risk, of capacity to repay. They look at your history, and I'm a little bit concerned by Dr. Mangujga, who only a few months ago was saying that Zimbabweans should not panic, and we are exaggerating the situation. And for the first time, he's looking at the vaults of the Reserve Bank, and he sees empty vaults. So you can understand that he is panicking. ZANU-PF is panicking. You know, opposition parties and individuals are talking about ZANU-PF delivering on basic issues of manifesto, policy contradictions. Now, for the first time, I think this government has realized that just cheating an election is not enough to be able to give them any critical leverage. So I'm afraid this is another, you know, empty trip to China.
Mm-hmm. Of course, this is Mr. Mugabe's 13th trip to China. And like the opposition would say, you can rig the economy, you can rig the election, mm-hmm. but you cannot rig the economy.
Uh-huh. And then we still Absolutely. Remember that President Mugabe's party, ZANU, mm-hmm. He had links with China during Indeed. The liberation struggle of the 1970s.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, these links have been, you know, there for a long time now. So ke mbuye kuwe ke baba Kiwane nxa sikhuluma ke ngokunye okukhulunywe ubaba Manguja ye utshilo wathi ilizwe lizadinga ama coins amarandi lamanye ama special coins yokuthi njengoba ungayezitolo phela kuthi uyafika khona ngale sitolo uthi uyathenga bakunika icandy nxa ukuthi kumbe into enjalo ijongo nxa ukuthi uthenga into engani yadula so kambe ubona zani kuzasebenza yini khona
babatube uyazi okunye so ibenza njengabantwana abantu abafunde kanjani kanjeyana shiwa ukuletha ama-coins yikho kuze kunzima ukhona umolize ube ulungeni kukhona okumele kulungiswe lokho ama-coins ngenye into ye ayafunakala sibili but ayisikho kuza kwenza ukuthi umkhono weZimbabwe ulunge okumele kwenziwe ukuthi nje ngakho nje ukuthi abantu kabalaleli khonoko nazo ukuthi sisalimpi ye siyabonga sithi kwayenza umsebenzi but kwakathesi vele kwasebenzi khonoko okumele kwenziwe kumele silungise sibili iindaba zepolitics zethu abantu bavume sekuthi hayi lapha sahambani sasibili sakwenzayo lokho ayisikho okumele kwenziwe njengalokho kwenziwe World Bank ukuthi hayi sathatha ama-policies lawa singazibili ukuthi ayadamaging kwamanye ama-economies so bangavuma sibili ama-Zimbabweans njengalabona njengezanu p f bavume ukuthi esasikwenza ayisikho abantu vele seyangeni ngenxa yokuthi ama-policies sewayenza ayisiwo ye kumele kwenziwe lokho ama-coins alethani kanti
Yes, I was like, what you were saying is that, you know, these coins that the government wants to bring, of course, it's good that they should do that. Mm-hmm. But they should do more than that and admit that they've been doing the wrong thing altogether.
Munoona se nyaye kunza ma coins va ngwenya?
Chiriponde chokuti, ma coini andiro dambudziko redu. Dambudziko redu rokuti nyika yedu haisi kugaya mari zvisinu maindustry edu anotengesa mbatya kunze kwenyika maremittances anopinda uyezve makampani eforeign direct investment vanounza mari nokuti makampani akaunza mari ikaiswa mumabhengi mari inobva yatanga kutenderera inouya yega mari haiende kunotsvagwa kunopema kuti tinoenda kuchaina kunopema mari kana tototsvaga makoini esimbi mari inogadzirwa neindastry iri kusenza vanhu vachisenza mbatya dzichiexportwa tichiita value addition zvinorwa nevanotiwa nekuti vanhu vacho vanozviti vakadzidza ndo aya maka maphd aya anonhongwa mumabhini aya kudzidza handi kugona basa vanhu vairana ikonomi yana smith varume anga ari mastandard 6 saka isusu hatisi vana vadiki gadzirai maenablers mainvestment policies anoita kuti investment ipinde iri mabhillions maindustry achisenza ndokuti mari ipinde inokonzerwa nekuexporta zvokunotsvaga mapeni ini handina problem nechange vakomana kana ndichinotenga kutankshop kuna makoini saka munota tingabhadhara munhu $50,000 zvitaiti reserve bank manager ndavangotuma makorokozi anotsvaga makoini harisi basa rabhangi rareserve bank gavena iroroiro ndokunonzi kusagona basa
regai tizwe kuti vateereri vanoti kudii totanga namukoma Sydney kugokwe makadii mukoma Sydney
kuma-US
kuno tiri kungodaro zvemutohwa kumwe wakaoma kumwe munyoro kuri sei kugokwe
kugokwe kuri raiti migwagwa chete ndokuzvira tabayiwa
migwagwa haina kumira zvakanaka
aiwa hakutorina ukati haina kumira zvakanaka ine tafanika iriko hakuna migwagwa yacho
kamtaurai zvei
handizivi ndinotangirwa nguva dzese ndida kuti ndingotsinidzwa zvatarwa namukoma ngwenya bhapa nyaya yekuti mari haimhongwi ndofunga ndogara kutaura ndichiti economics dzedu vakaita economics dzechokwadi vakandogara pabhenji vakaita matutorial ndotiwo kudzidza vari mukona yejeri ba vakaudzwa kunzi upfumi munocreata upfumi through production muchitengesa muchiwana mari those are the fundamentals hapana dzimwe discussions dzatingaita zvino among themselves vanoshaya kana umwe umwe wane akaenda akaita formal education asabva kuva kutaura kuti zvinhu zvinodiwa takagarira mapolisi hatingaati mapolisi amene kuti tomati madipolisis kana kuri nechirungu chinodaro because zvavari kuita handizvo zvinoedza upfumi munyika fine hatirambi kuti tine history yekurwa chimurenga nekutora upfumi kubva kuvachena and things like that saka togara upenyu hwedu hwese togara here tichingotaura nezvehondo pasina economic management hazvitibatsiri tiri kuti vambosiya kutaura nezvehondo zvambotaura nezvemanaja economy vakadaro chete ndokutaurirai vakaita maefforts avo ese towards rectifying maproblem zvekutaura nangwenga izvezvi kuti tiapane chinombonetsa baba there are a lot of learned people around vanofanira kukonsautwa nevanhu vari competent izinotaurira namangunja izvi nokuti zvokuti unotoiswa zvamakoi makoi nane basa rei makoi handinonaya iripo upfumi hwacho chaiwo hakuna upfumi hunongopiwa mahara pasina production iripo ndinoda kuti tinzwisisane kune vamugabi vanozi vakaita economics vanhu ameno hatina ngowanawo mukana wekuti tivanzwe vachitaura but dei vakaita economics dzatinoziva vakade vakangobvuma kuzvizvi mitemo zvabazo90s indignization inotaura kuti une 100% chisebiakui51% kune munhu asina kusika na cent what does that mean
aiwa tinoti
we are scaring away mainvestors atiri kuda ndirikutiuda mainvestors more than anyone else but tiri kuvashainira doesn't make sense they must wake up andotanga kuita zvinhu kwazvo haikone zvaro kutiitira ivo vacho vanonzi vanoona maresources ndovane access kumari dzacho dzinenge dzaoa hapana chinoitwa ndovatati kana vapiwa vagabo vakaendesa giremari mari yaitangopirwa mavarious ministries umwe nomwe anenge ari pamisiri yake anongozvitora as much as he want hapana kana mari inoshandira kuproduction
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mukoma sid nekupinda muchirongwa chedu tatenda zvikuru what Sydney is saying is that he is agreeing with Mr. Ngonya's assessment and he's saying that he's sick and tired of being sick and tired of hearing about the exploits of our leaders during the liberation war. He's saying that should stop and they should concentrate on better economic management. Tine mumwe muteereri vagora vari kusouth africa makadii vagora vagora makadii
halo
makadii henyu
ndinani makadiwo baba
tiripo zviri kufaya here pasouth africa
pari kurwadza mudhara wangu tandwa kushandiwa nevarungu kunoko nyika yedu vadii kutigadzirira vanhu ava vatikwatisa kuno
semaonerenyu chii chaizvo chinoda kuti chigadziriswe kuti zvinhu zvifambe
ona bururu macorruption tiye zvinoizvi isusu tiri madhiraivha handiti ka patinopfuura nepina yemuzimbabwe chete ukatongona paine road block utongoziva kuti uchadyirwa mari chete especially ezvezvi ukatadza motika dzacho tacha revenue kuti ipinde munyika inopinda munyika chirudzi iwo vanhu vacho mapurisa acho motika rezve dzaakudivheta rut dzaakupinda nemubotswana dzichienda dzinopinda nekuzambia uku kunzodzipinda nemuzimbabwe mari dzese dzichibviswa dziya dziya imari dzinowedzerawo munyika macho kuti zvinhu zvifambe zvakanaka hakuna vanhu kuona yatiri kumbotarisa zvinhu zviri kumbofamba sei inshuarensi dzinongoenda kuhurumende kwacho mari dzese dzaunotarisa inshuarensi inofanira kubhadhirwa kumakambani einshuarensi asi kune inshuarensi inobhadhirwa kuhurumende matofi tiri kubhadhara mari dzakawandisa hapana zvazviri kumbotibatsira kana saka vanogadzisa tirudziyese zvanoda kunofema mari kuchina uku
saka
vanotibata ipapo mudhara tanzwa izvozvi ukafonera vanhu vari musouth africa maindia varungu vari kutishandira muno tanzwa nokushandiwa nevarungu tinodzokera kumusha kwedu
asi munoona zvichigadzirika here izvi kana kuti yangova mhezi yavavira mudumba
haigadzirike bhururi iyi ndonyaya isinabva yakagadzirika nemamirira zvomwe hurumende iripo iripo hapana chinombofamba mwana wamai
hai
atatokuvara hatiaziva kuti torarama sei
aiwa tinotenda zvikuru vagora nekupinda muchirongwa chedu
ndotenda baba maita basa chaizvo
Notenda. What Mr. Gora is saying is the cause for the problems is the issue of corruption. He's saying, especially in the police force, he's saying it's just too much. Drivers are now being forced to divert to go via Botswana and Zambia, you know, not passing through Zimbabwe because...
To avoid corruption.
Yes. The cops will be demanding bribes.
That doesn't sound right. So according to some news reports, Blessing, there are actually 12 memoranda of understanding, you know, signed between the Chinese government and the Zimbabwean government. And now one of the MOUs includes an agreement for the undertaking of a feasibility study and analysis to be carried out within 60 days for the broadcast digitalization program. You still remember that there's this program that is going on. And then the other agreements include the dualization of the Harare Mutare Road, the refurbishment of the Harare Mutare Railway Line, the establishment of thermal power stations in Kwekwe and Kwai, and the construction of a cement manufacturing factory in Berengwa. So, okay, sifuna ukuzithi abantu bathini ngakhona ukuthi kambe kuzabanceda yini. Ye, ngiye ngikhulumeke lo mnumzana uMoses oseCholocho. Baba Moses, ungawutshona njani? Uyangizwa Baba Moses eCholocho? Sakubona baba? Ye, Moses uyasizwa yini kuhle khona ngapha eCholocho?
Yes,
yeah, kathi silamse ngikuzwa ngapha. Ye, so ungathini ke ngohambo lukamongameli Mugabe kula ngale eChina? Ubona ngazani uza lethelani ele Zimbabwe?
These people who are accusing people of not delivering. The people who are not delivering are the MPs. They don't do their work. What is happening, Mr. Dula, is my minister, Arikita Madira Georgina, says, Ruta Ravazul. Because Akuna Mavavano, Banachema, or Venamazil, our chaining my MPs. Just sitting there lazy, and even they don't even hear their hands. Instead, they hammer the desks because they are only lazy. They only go there to the parliament to go and sit and doze. They don't do their way. RAF, Rodisha, Smith, Benchard, and they were talking. They were defending their representatives. But here, you find that the minister can wake up in the morning and say, I've increased this by double. And when you ask for pay increase, they say you are made. But they do give people what they want. Wake up in the morning, they say, this and that is now gone.
Yes, we are listening very much, so Mr. Moses. But at the end of the day, how does that impact on the kind of economy? Going to parliament to doze off?
Yes, because the MPs are not doing their job. They don't scrutinize the ministers so that they can wake up. The ministers, the MPs are just sitting there doing their own business. You find that the minister is only one. When the time is come when they are going to be disciplined because of taking off from parliament, they go and jump. From there, they go and do their own business. What is that, Mr. Dulu?
Okay, Mr. Moses, can you hold on there for a second? Mr. Mkiwane, can you respond to that kind of remark?
Well, yes, to an extent it's true, but I think for us it's the total system. The system itself, you know, the way it is now, the same system that we're fighting against, the fight for the journalists, is exactly what is happening. The system has entrenched itself to the extent that, corruption is something that it's known, it's everywhere. it has permeated our society in a sense that even one is, even if one is doing his or her job, one would just say, ah, please, can you just get me something so that I process it, whatever it is, as quickly as possible. So it's something that has to be dealt with. But I mean, for us, it's a question of dismantling the system as it currently exists and obtains.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much. Mr. Moses, I hope you have been, you know, answered by Mr. Nkiwane. Do you agree with him, right?
What about the MPs? The MPs, are they doing their job?
Yeah, the MPs issue, Mr. Nkiwane, briefly.
The MPs, how do they do their job in a situation where they're into line, in a situation where they are told what to do? We don't have that democratic MPs that we envy. The MPs that will then push people's needs. The MPs that will fight for their constituency. We have MPs who are told what to do. They go there and then they tow the party line. If you do that, honestly, you know that you kiss that street and constituents goodbye. So it's given that through the system that is existing currently in Zimbabwe, every MP will tow the party line, and if you don't do that, so they will not do their job. They'll be told what to do.
Thank you very much, Mr. Nkiwane, and thank you very much, Mr. Moses. Siyabonga kakhulu kulapho ke echolocho lingathinelwa kusasa.
Sibongile
njalo ke baba, sibongile.
Let's quickly read what people are saying on WhatsApp, those who are sending messages. Rickson says Zim Asset is a failure. It's a failure and its failure is pronounced by all previous policies which were futile. Tutuko says poor policies making us sink. Itai says Mangujga is a non-starter. Zim Asset has a lot of loopholes. It is a destructive policy and is there for the benefit of the politicians. Fabian says Zim Asset is just there to enrich the so-called Politburo and Central Committee members in ZANU-PF, and the majority of us will gain nothing as it is scaring away investors. I'm Mike Mabvure. Mike anotie upfumi we Zimbabwe usimudzwe nevachangoiswa ava. The country is in a sorry state. Over 90% unemployment rate. Industries are close to 0%. And we have a 90-year-old leader. That's Nigel. We have Vachiware Vanotiwo. Vamugabe ndiko kunonzi kukura. Yes, vakashanda makore akawanda. Dei vachizorora. Kana muna achikura pfungwa dzinodzokera pasi. Kuita sepwere. Nekuti pfungwa yokuti vatakure makurukota avo kundotsvaga kusunza kuChina asi vachisiya vemabhizimisi zvinhu zvisingashande. Gibbs, who else do you have?
Now I've got a lot of messages on Facebook, and one of them is from Charles, who writes, I think the visit is a joke of the year. Then Matema Last Major says the economy is on the recovery path. Let's be positive and participate fully in national policies despite political affiliations. And then Temba Sulomba writes, Zimbabwe is a nation of policies, nothing else. And then we've got MTC Limpopo that writes, the Zimbabwe economy is at a standstill. Those who think that it is improving are misleading the nation. There is nothing to call recovery here.
Who do you have?
Yes, Lomnumzana ke, uwi, umnumzana uwi, kwa langale ke, kwele Botswana, baba uwi, wangawuchona njani? Ye baba we ubambe kona pho siya buya kuwe ungabona ngazani yaso spenduke baba kona pho mnumzana
na mkoma Elijah rambai makabata vankiwane na vangwenya, please stay on the line. We'll just take a short break and we'll be back with you. And for our radio listeners, we are streaming live. Simply go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on live talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
And that is www.voazimbabwe.com. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. Stay tuned to Zimbabwe.